Justice. Cemetery Road, the propulsive new thriller that critics are calling intense and compulsively readable. Read Cemetery Road by Greg Iles. On sale now from Moro.
You're listening to WSJK ESPN 93.5 Tuscola, Champaign-Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.
Will Kim Jong-un be Rocket Man again?
I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. There are reports citing satellite images. North Korea is rebuilding and restoring a long-range rocket launch site. A week ago, President Trump walked away from talks without a nuclear agreement. Fox's Rachel Sutherland live in Washington.
Dave, National Security Advisor John Bolton says North Korea needs to decide whether it's serious about talks with the U.S. and committed to giving up its nuclear ambitions, telling the Fox Business Network.
They came to Hanoi thinking that this administration would buy the same pony that they've sold to previous administrations, that we would accept a partial deal in exchange for very significant lifting of sanctions.
Bolton says the administration may ramp up sanctions against Pyongyang, while he stressed President Trump is still willing to make a deal. Dave.
Rachel, Michael Cohen will be back at the Capitol this hour. The ex-Trump lawyer who publicly called the president a con man and a cheat last week will talk in private with the House Intelligence Committee. The president, meanwhile, is firing back at House Democrats, ramping up investigations into corruption, abuse of power, and obstruction of justice.
They want to do that instead of getting legislation passed. 81 people or organizations got letters. It's a disgrace. It's a disgrace to our country.
Next hour, the heads of Homeland Security and Customs and Border Protection will testify at two different hearings at the House and Senate.
We know that this is a crisis, not just a national security, but a humanitarian crisis. 54% increase in unaccompanied children coming across this border.
White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders on Fox and Friends. The administration also says there's been a 300% surge in illegal immigrant family separations this fiscal, or rather, apprehensions this fiscal year, but Democrats disagree. There's a crisis. Senator Richard Blumenthal calls the president's attempt to build more wall
a useless, reckless vanity project.
Some Senate Republicans will join Democrats and vote to block the president's national emergency declaration. He'll then veto it. This is Fox News.
All money managers might seem the same, but while some give their clients cookie-cutter portfolios, Fisher Investments tailors portfolios to your goals and needs. Some only call when they have something to sell. Fisher calls regularly, so you stay informed. And while some advisors are happy to earn commissions whether you do well or not, Fisher Investments fees are structured so we do better when you do better. In other words, we're on your side. Maybe that's why most of our clients come from other money managers. So if you're in or nearing retirement, talk with us and find out why investors are switching to and staying with Fisher Investments. Fisher Investments, clearly better money management. Investments in securities involve the risk of loss. Visit us at FisherInvestments.com to find out what we can do for you.
House Democrats have delayed voting on an anti-Semitism resolution, adding to the text information about bigotry against Muslims and blacks in addition to Jews. All this in reaction to a freshman congresswoman who's made controversial comments.
Text of the draft does not name Minnesota Democrat Ilhan Omar, but the resolution condemning anti-Semitism is a response from House Democrats to statements made by the freshman lawmaker. The resolution points out accusations of Jewish Americans holding dual loyalties because of support for Israel. Omar has been critical of AIPAC, a pro-Israel lobbying group, and has said supporters hold allegiance to a foreign country. Criticism of Omar has been bipartisan and has come from top Democrats like House Foreign Affairs Committee Chairman Elliot Engel.
That's Fox's Jared Halpern. Now, Engel has said he's not going to try to have Congresswoman Omar removed from that committee. A man in Connecticut has his dying wish come true.
A terminally ill Connecticut man just scratched off his biggest bucket list item, a personal gesture from President Trump. A devout supporter and conservative, Jay Barrett is dying because of complications related to cystic fibrosis. He got a big surprise Monday when the president did just that. The New Haven Register releasing audio of the call.
It's what the Irish do, right?
Barrett's sister helped make the phone call happen. She describes herself as 100% Democrat. In Washington, Sean Lanchel, Fox News.
Singer R. Kelly speaks out. While free on bond, charged with sexually abusing four women in Chicago, three of them underage.
I'm very tired of all of the lies. and hearing things and, you know, and seeing things on the blocks and, you know, I'm just tired.
And then he got out of his chair upset, telling CBS this morning he's being assassinated.
I just don't want to believe the truth. You don't want to believe it.
I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Wow. Yeah, that was...
I've been watching that.
Was that Gayle King?
Yeah.
Yeah, she was sitting there just very calmly.
Right.
And he looked like he might do something because he was mad.
I know. Security.
Yeah. Wow, that's one that's going to be viral.
I shared an elevator with R. Kelly down in Lafayette, Louisiana, in the courtroom. And on the way to the courtroom, he had some trouble there, too.
He's had this kind of trouble.
I know it.
Underage girls for a long, long time.
That's right.
Local news brought to you by American Eagle Auto Glass for expert window replacement and repair for windshields and windows in your car, truck, or van. American Eagle Auto Glass does the job right the first time. Visit Wade Adams, 706 Bloomington Road in Champaign.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. The city has approved a plan to buy and demolish 46 homes in the Garden Hills neighborhood to make room for stormwater drainage improvements. WCIA says people in the neighborhood have been dealing with years of flooding problems. If you want to know more details about a construction project that is set for a stretch of South Prospect Avenue, you should check out an open house on March 12th. It is set for First Baptist Church at Savoy from 5 until 7 p.m. Construction is set to run from March through November. The project will mean changes to Prospect between Windsor and Curtis. There will be some road closures to through traffic. In the end, it'll mean on-street bike lanes, curbs, gutters, improved sidewalks, multi-use paths, and three paved lanes. The Urbana School Board is considering setting up a way for staff to report instances of wrongdoing, abuse, or fraud. WCIA says that new hotline would only be available to district employees. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
There's a lot of glass on your car, and sometimes stuff happens. You might need a new window on the driver's side, or your windshield has been cracked and is getting worse. Or maybe you're driving down the road and something hits your windshield, causing it to chip. American Eagle Auto Glass in Champaign and Danville can help. They're local, they're reasonably priced, and they don't treat you like a number. You're their customer. American Eagle Auto Glass is certified by the Auto Glass Safety Council, ensuring they do it the right way and the safe way. Visit them at AmericanEagleAutoGlass.com. Boy. Hey, good morning. ESPN 93.5 3-day forecast now from the National Weather Service. Diane Dusey with snow coming.
Yes, and it varies on what site you're on how much accumulation for tomorrow. Some are saying an inch or less, and some are saying 1 to 4. Sunshine today, though, with a high 30, low 20, up to 32 tomorrow, down to 27. Temperatures not fluctuating much, and well into the mild conditions starting Friday with morning clouds after. Afternoon sunshine, high 40, low 30. Thunder showers and windy conditions in the forecast with a high 51 Saturday. Right now we're at 11 on ESPN 93.5.
Okay. Somebody texted in and said, I've never heard Stevie J speechless. I was a little taken back. I just built up, named the guy I talked to from Good Vibes, and we had dozens of people say Steve Sudeman, and he's an Indiana fan. Yeah. My bad. Yeah, good guy. Just, you know, a lot of guys that are fans of other teams that live in Champaign-Urbana. That's not that unusual. 808. There's a few legal things out there. Yeah, we're going to touch on some of those next.
Sure, it feels like your everyday lunch with coworkers. John's still recapping last weekend's game. You got the crunchy tacos, a pro move. But today feels different, because today you used your new City Rewards Plus card. It's the only card that rounds your points up to the nearest 10 on every purchase. You also earn double the points at supermarkets and gas stations for the first $6,000 per year. So let Johnny keep up the replays. You just scored some big points yourself. Introducing the City Rewards Plus card, designed to make the everyday more rewarding.
When water rushes in, keep the damage out by calling the cleanup team that's faster to any other size disaster. Serve Pro at 217-355-0077. That's where you'll find the specialist with the experience, equipment, and training to help make sure your property is dry the first time. So when water damage strikes your home or business, strike back by calling the cleanup team the insurance industry has trusted for more than 40 years. 217-355-0077. On the web at Serve Pro of Champaign, like it never even happened. Franchises are independently owned and operated.
All right, we like talking legal from time to time. Loretta Powers, legal star, Dallas, Texas. Hi, Loretta.
Good morning. How are you?
Fine, thank you. Now, I'm hearing Kamala Harris and others saying we should legalize sex. Which is stunning to me. I disagree with it vehemently. Anyway, lawsuit seeks to close Nevada brothels. What's that?
Yes, unfortunately, there is a very, very dark side to prostitution. A woman who says she was forced into prostitution in a legal Nevada brothel filed a lawsuit to outlaw all brothels under a 100-year-old U.S. law prohibiting the transport of women across state lines for prostitution. It's going to be interesting to see if a Nevada judge overturns local brothel ordinances, because these brothels are actually very politically connected and have a lot of power. But according to audit rolls, most applicants for these prostitute work cards reside in a state other than Nevada and must cross state lines. So technically, they do violate federal law.
John Roberts, is he a liberal? He keeps joining the high court liberals. The Chief Justice John Roberts, is he turning in David Souter? What's that story?
Yeah, I think that GW is a little disappointed in his appointment because he is not as conservative as once thought. He is definitely more of a swing vote and not a conservative. Remember, he did rule liberally for Obamacare. So Chief Justice Roberts has been involved in over 800 Supreme Court rulings. He's been pretty moderately conservative on issues like voting rights, campaign finance, and gun control. And he did dissent in a case that legalized gay marriage. So recently, he has sided with liberal Supreme Court justices, like stopping a Louisiana abortion law that made it a little bit more difficult for women to obtain one.
Okay. Loretta Powers, Dallas, always a pleasure. Thanks for your time.
Thank you. Have a great one.
You too. I don't think we should legalize prostitution. What in the world is that?
Well, things are different in Vegas, that's for sure.
Well, I mean, legalizing it all over is what Kamala Harris says, if nobody gets hurt. What do you mean nobody gets hurt? You think it's a good thing for women?
Wow.
It's awful. Are you kidding? That's what, well, it's the only way they can make money, and that's okay? I'm telling you, that's just ridiculous. Isn't that demeaning for women? I mean, come on, man. Is there no common sense anymore? Prostitution is not nothing we should promote as a legal entity. I know they do it in Nevada. They've done it forever.
Right.
But that's another one. It's just a head shaker. I mean, I don't get it. 359-2255. You can text in 813.
When servicing your vehicle, Midas covers you with ASC certified technicians installing the right parts at a competitive price. Owner and manager Dave Peters' crew has the skill to save you time and money on repairs. Quality service is standard at your Urbana Midas store, ensuring your satisfaction. Get an oil change, engine and transmission work, brake service, tires and alignment, batteries, and of course, mufflers and exhaust. See Midas for manufacturer's scheduled maintenance for all makes. Service? It's spelled M-I-D-A-S. They're on West University, Urbana.
You know who to call when your car breaks down, and you know who to call when your trash needs hauled away. But who do you call when you need septic and sewer service? Gulliford Septic and Sewer, 337-5996. They can't put a new roof on your house, but they can clean your septic and sewer system. Recommendations say it should be cleaned every 3 years. Call Gulliford Septic and Sewer today, 337-5996. Have a grease trap that needs cleaned out? Have Gulliford clean it on a regular basis to avoid health department violations. When you need septic and sewer service, call Gulliford Septic and Sewer.
This is Eric Boland with Provident Financial Group. As independent financial advisors, we can help ensure you're following a strategy that makes sense, no matter what the market is doing. Take control of your financial life with a complimentary consultation. We will help create a plan that's right for you. Contact us today at 3017 Village Office Place in Champaign, or call 217-366-3456, or find us online at ProvidentFinancialGroupLLC.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
The legacy continues. One giant show, Saturday, March 30th, State Farm Center. Take a trip to the music and relive the classics live. Tickets on sale now at the State Farm Center box office or online at statefarmcenter.com. Don't miss Sticks live in Champaign.
an ESPN Radio Extra Point with Will Kane.
One day, it will be Giannis Antetokounmpo. But that day is not today. There's going to be a window between LeBron James' reign and Giannis' reign. And that window begins now. It is the Kevin Durant era in the NBA. This is Kevin Durant's time. This is his moment to take the crown. And truthfully, the only real debate for KD today is his teammate, the perpetually underrated Steph Curry. But I believe that once again, when it's time, when the Warriors need a bucket, when they need somebody to take over, when somebody must step up, who will be the 1A? Who will be the dominant force? Who will assert their will in a game? And by extension, the league? It'll be Kevin Durant. I believe the reign of Kevin Durant has officially started. He is the best player on the planet.
Get more from Will Kane today from 3 to 6 Eastern on ESPN Radio, ESPN News, the ESPN app, or just ask your smart speaker to play ESPN Radio.
It's time for some straight talk. Picture this. Your favorite team is playing. You're streaming the game. 10 seconds left. Your team shoots. Oops. Your data runs out.
Look, don't let that happen. Switch to Straight Talk Wireless and get 25 gigs of high-speed data, all on America's largest and most dependable 4G LTE networks.
Join Team Straight Talk and get unlimited talk and text plus 25 gigs of high-speed data for just $45 a month.
Straight Talk Wireless. Everything for less. Only at Walmart.
First 25 gigs at high-speed, then 2G. See terms at straighttalk.com.
Pros know getting the next job means doing this one right. Lowe's is here to help with brands you need to power through any job. Shop the largest assortment of Bosch power tools, including the new Core 18-volt battery platform and 12-volt powered laser level. Plus, stop in now during Bosch Tool Days and save up to 30% off select Bosch power tools and accessories, including a Bosch 12-volt Max 2-tool combo kit with two batteries for just $129. Whatever it takes to do the job, do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Offer valid through 313. See store for details.
US. Hi, this is Sarah.
Shannon
and Sylvia about an empty tomb work. In this world, some things are just not right.
One of them is little kids under 5 dying from simple causes in 40 countries.
You can feel hopeless, or you can donate $50 once a year at missionmatch.org.
Strengthen the supply lines.
Through churches, in Jesus' name.
There's a lot you cannot do.
You can do this.
MissionMatch.org.
All right, ESPN 93.5, 8:17. Illinois plays the ball night against Indiana. The Hoosiers coming in today. Or do they come? I think they have to come in day before now, Big Ten. Oh, we've got snow coming in.
Yeah, typically I do bump into them when I visit iHotel and hands and
well, it's pretty easy to spot a basketball.
Trash,
well, I never trash talk.
Oh, come on.
Trash talking.
I at least say you're going down.
I go the other way. I mean, you're the best. You guys, are you pro? You're pro, aren't you? You are the best. You never miss anything. That's so jerky.
Tip off 7 o'clock tomorrow. Tonight in Big Ten action, Penn State and Rutgers. Last night, Minnesota upset number 11 Purdue, 73-69, and number 9 Michigan State over Nebraska, 91-76. We're all kind of posturing now to see how that Big Ten tournament shakes up next week and who's going to play on Wednesday. In fact, the Illini women play Purdue at 3 o'clock today over in Indianapolis. That's Sports Time, Diane Ducey.
Okay, Butch, how are you, my friend?
I'm doing well.
What are you? Get close to the microphone.
There you go.
All right. Butch Dahlhaus has joined us in Serve Pro. It's going to rain like all next week, right? Don't you guys watch the weather?
Oh, you've got to pay attention to the weather. You know, the sub-zero temperatures the last few weeks, or if a monsoon's blowing in, you got to pay attention to that.
But, man, can't you just, like, roll over and say, somebody else can clean it. I'm tired.
Oh, you could do that, but you'd only do it one time. So, you know, because then they're going to call somebody else. So, you know, I mean, we're 24/7 company for a reason, because it's amazing. Fires, floods don't happen 8 to 5. They just don't happen.
Well, it'd be nicer if it did.
Oh, it'd be great.
But tell me some of the more unusual cleanups you've had recently that you go, man, I've not seen this
like
one.
Bursting pipes or something.
I mean, it's amazing.
Well, you know, everybody thinks, oh, I got through the cold weather, I'm okay. Well, that pipe may have froze, and then it starts to thaw 2-3 days later, and then all of a sudden it's like, oh, I've got a leak. So just because you get through a polar vortex or whatever the case may be, you still aren't out of the woods in a lot of instances. We just saw one where a real estate person pulled up to a house, and there was water running out from underneath the garage door. The furnace had malfunctioned in an empty house, three pipe breaks, water running everywhere.
Oh man.
And not only do you have a mess, Butch, but you got really distraught people. Do you have to be a little bit of a psychologist?
Oh, you do, because I like fires. There's a small number of people that will experience a fire in their lifetime. There's a small number of people that will experience a flood or a water. So it's something to, what do I do? Where do I go? Who do I call?
Mm-hmm.
And so, yes, we really do have to go in and recognize we see it every day. They don't.
Yeah.
So you are playing Dr. Phil in some instances.
Yeah, but you can tell them because you have the experience and the expertise to say, we're going to fix this.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And you guys can, I mean, you say, well, you can't get the smoke. You can get all that out.
Oh, you can get it all out.
Wow.
Now, there's some items that, okay, you know, do you try to clean up your favorite stapler?
No, the favorite stapler, you know, gets tossed. Right.
But there are certain things, you know, heirlooms, things like that, that you've got to be able to take care of.
And you do.
Stuff. And we do take care
so
of
So you got
stuff.
All the tricks.
Yes, sir.
Boy, okay. The smell after a fire, too. It just lingers.
Oh, it is. And it's according to what kind of fire it is, as you experienced last year
That's
with the
right.
chicken.
Uh-huh.
A protein fire is a bad situation. You've got to have, you know, it's not like that, throw spick and span in a bucket and grab a sponge and just start doing it. There is a different cleaning type of solution for
everything. Right, and there's oil on the walls and things like that kind of hold it.
You get an oil fire, you smother it, you don't put water on it, right?
Exactly. You know, or the old baking soda thing, throw some baking soda in there, you know. But then we leave it to the professionals.
Right.
You know? And I'm all about having a fire extinguisher underneath your sink in the kitchen, because things happen, things can get out of hand real quick.
Butch Dollhouse, ServPro. I think it'd be a good idea to get with your insurance person to say, if I have something bad, God forbid, I can call them and I'm covered and get it kind of set up before.
You start doing that. That's normally the first call. Right after they call us, a lot of times we tell them to touch base, because there are so many things changing with insurance policies and one thing and another. And you want to make sure that you've got the coverage that you need. So talking to your insurance professional on a regular basis, because things do change.
Well, good to see you, Bubba.
Always good to see you, folks.
How do we find ServPro?
Yes.
But you can go on the web and find a ServPro of Champaign-Urbana, although now we also have ServPro of Vermilion County, which we've had for a while. We have ServPro of Piatt-DeWitt, our newest franchise, and you can always call our office at 355-0077.
Nice to see you, buddy.
Always good to see you guys.
Butch Dollhouse, ServPro.
From the Fox Business Network, private companies scaled back on hiring last month. Payroll company ADP says employers added 183,000 jobs in February. That compares with 300,000 in January. ADP says the slowdown is clearest in retail and travel industries. The Labor Department releases the February employment report on Friday. Nissan's former CEO Carlos Ghosn is free on bail after posting nearly $9 million. He's been held in a Tokyo jail since November, when he was arrested on charges of financial misconduct. Ghosn says he will vigorously defend himself. Sony's deal to distribute Michael Jackson's music is being questioned after a new documentary accusing Jackson of abusing young boys. Sony signed a $250 million seven-year deal last year. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Ginny Cosola.
What are you looking for in a car dealership? Great deals? Check. Tremendous service department with problems fixed right the first time? Check. Customer service that's in tune with your needs? Check. They're a Honda President's Award-winning dealership. They're Honda BMW Champaign. They are one of the best Honda dealers in America. So before you buy a vehicle, see what an award-winning dealership looks like. They're off Neil at Burwash and Savoy. Go online to Honda BMW at drivechampaign.com.
All right, 825. Okay, women's brains and men's brains. There's a new study. And
women are better.
Stand by.
Okay.
We're going to talk to Dr. Brandon Brock, who's a neurologist. That's a brain genius. So
I would think there's something about us multitasking better. And you always claim Janet's better at that than you.
Oh, my gosh. Janet has more in her pinky nail than I got in my body. I'm telling you, when I tell people I married up, it's not a joke. It's funny, but it's not really. Come on, man.
Yeah.
Anyway, so we're going to, it's 5 minutes away, so if you can, women's brains versus men's brains, stand by. It's a little eye-opening. Stand by. So, anybody remember America's, America's, but also Champagne's favorite speeder?
I love winter. I love to be out in the snow and skating on the ice, but I don't like slipping on the ice. Hi, it's gold medalist Bonnie Blair. Prevent falls and injuries this winter with superior snow and ice melt from CMI, Chemical Maintenance Incorporated on Bloomington Road in Champaign. I've known the owners, Brad and Betsy Parks, for 40 plus years, and I encourage you to shop local and support CMI. Get your superior snow and ice melt today before old man winter catches you off guard.
Go, 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 O'Reilly.
To protect your engine, you have to change the oil. Right now at O'Reilly Auto Parts, pick up 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil for $28.95 and get a free O'Reilly Auto Parts tumbler after mail-in rebate. Protect your engine from sludge and wear with O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
The legacy continues. One giant show, Saturday, March 30th, State Farm Center. Take a trip to the music and relive the classics live. Tickets on sale now at the State Farm Center box office or online at statefarmcenter.com. Don't miss Stiffs live in Champaign.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. President Trump's former attorney speaks again privately with members of Congress.
Michael Cohen is going behind closed doors with the House Intelligence Committee. Cohen is likely to face questions about whether his lawyer ever discussed a possible pardon from President Trump, as reported by the Wall Street Journal. He testified publicly that he would not accept a pardon.
Fox's Rachel Sutherland in Washington. Sacramento, California's mayor and police chief are investigating accusations that officers were over-aggressive, pushing and striking protesters Monday night, not allowing some to leave. 84 were arrested.
We are 100% outraged at the policing.
That's Reverend Brian Michael Levingston. The protests were over a decision to not criminally charge two police officers who shot and killed a man last year. There was vandalism. Lancelot Hunter lives in Sacramento and says,
they have a right to protest. They don't have a right to key somebody's car that had nothing to do with it.
This is Fox News.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. The sheriff's office says a Champaign County jail inmate has tested positive for tuberculosis. The sheriff's office said on February 27th, inmates at the jail told the medical staff that another inmate had been coughing with blood. The inmate said it had been happening for a month or two and was given a chest x-ray, then was taken to a local hospital the next day. Turns out the inmate has TB. The inmate is hospitalized. When the inmate was booked, he or she was given a TB test and did not show signs of active TB. A third suspect in a November shooting of a woman in a car in the 700 block of North Hickory Street has been arrested. That shooting happened as patrons of the American Legion were leaving. 26-year-old Dante Pickens of Champaign arrested Tuesday morning. He was arrested on a charge of aggravated battery with a firearm. He is the third of three men to be charged in the incident. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
All right, snowy weather, but it's not going to stay long. What do you got, Diane?
We've got sunshine today, high 30, low 19. 31 the high tomorrow, down to 26 with a 60% chance of snow showers, but then up to 40 on Friday. Morning clouds, afternoon sunshine, 51 the high on Saturday with a 100% chance of thunder showers and windy conditions, gusts up to 25 miles per hour. Sunny and 13 now in Urbana. ESPN 93.5.
All right, new study on women and men's brains. Neurologist Dr. Brandon Brock, genius. Brandon, how are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Yeah, I'm just in, yeah, kind of.
Are you feeling like your brain is older than everybody around you that's female?
That's apparently what you found. Men's brains are older than women's brains. What? Talk what?
I'm just as baffled as you are right now.
How is it that men's brains are older than women's brains? I mean, presumably we're both 30, and yet my brain's older. How does that work?
Well, in all reality, when I looked at the study and I looked at the sample sizes and looked at kind of how they constructed it, I think there's so many variables that are unaccounted for. It's just a blanket statement, and there's going to have to be a lot more research done to figure out who was included in the study? What other what other conditions did people have in the study? Was there a grouping of people that were men that had like heart disease or something, or small vessel disease, and women that didn't? There's a lot of information that needs to be put into this that would decipher why. And I think that that is actually probably the most important part of the paper. I don't think the most important part is the fact that they age differently. I think the most important part is to identify why one doesn't and one does, and then figure out if you can determine, okay, this group made the statistics of the male group lower, and this was the condition that was predominant. Let's try to get rid of this condition or help it so that the men can live longer and catch up. What are the women doing right?
You are
so
sounding...
There needs to be some more studies done to figure out how to equilibrate this thing.
Yeah, I use that word all the time. You sound like a neurologist. Dr. Brandon Brock on from Dallas this morning. Okay, there is, which lobe has the multitasking thing that women have that men don't?
What women can multitask. My wife has three arms, but she really doesn't. Seems like she has three arms at least. She can do way more stuff than me.
Well, that's what I mean. So what's up with that?
I don't know. You got the same problem, huh?
Yeah.
It's actually not a problem. It's a great thing. However, when we're driving, she gets lost everywhere we go. So men's brain and women's brains are just different all the way around.
Yeah, but your wife will ask for directions.
That's not a negative thing. I don't say that to be negative towards females. I'm just saying they are indeed, in fact, different.
No, and then she'll ask for directions and you won't. That's the difference there.
Well, that's also true as well.
Listen, interesting. It sounds like it's a study that needs more work and looking at, but man, you never run out of work when you're talking about the brain, Brandon. We still don't know a whole bunch about it, right?
Now, one study opens up a need for 30 more.
Yeah.
I mean, it really does. And my hat's off to the researchers that are trying to do their best to just figure out these epidemiological, these basic questions like, well, is there a difference in men and women as far as aging? Yes. Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Now we have to go back and ask why. And then we have to go back and say, well, if we can identify why, what are we going to do about it?
Mm-hmm.
And if we do something about it, then maybe everybody lives a higher quality life, during the time they have on this earth.
How do people find Dr. Brandon Brock?
You know, I always love being on with you.
How do you find, are you followable or find your website or something, Brandon? How do we connect with you?
I am in Dallas at Foundation Physicians Group.
Okay, my friend. Always a pleasure. Keep up your good work and being so darned articulate. You're a smart guy. Thanks for your time.
Have a good day.
You too. Dr. Brandon Brock, neurologist. So we essentially, the thing with the brain is there are like billions of things, right?
Right.
And you don't have time in your lifetime to do all billion.
And there's so many health issues or whatever. I got a text in saying the Ducey family, whether male or female, are Energizer bunnies.
Well, now why is that?
It's true.
When I talk
to Gary, I'm like, wow, when do you unplug?
Light a room, man.
I know.
It's just, you guys clap on, clap off. You don't need that when the Ducey's walk in.
There you go.
Just energy. It's good energy. It's great stuff.
Thank you.
Gene and Betty, man. They did an awesome job with the kids.
I agree.
8:38. There's something out there with these satellite images appearing to show North Korea rebuilding a rocket launch site. God forbid that North Korean leader Kim Jong-un launches one of those, because this president isn't going to deal with that. It's going to be bad, and it's just pray that they don't do that. Because Donald Trump tried to go over and talk to him and call him a great leader and all these other things.
Ended up exiting early.
Well, if he launches one, you don't think there's going to be a consequence of that? There will be. Okay, 8:40, stand by for fun. You've got to go on this, and the tickets are limited this year. Don't miss the 9th annual Stevie J Broadcasting Caravan to Busch Stadium as we enjoy the St. Louis Cardinals and the Chicago Cubs Sunday, June 2nd at 1:15. We only have two buses this year, and tickets are now on sale at the ESPN 93.5 studios. For $259 per ticket, get seats in the National Car Rental Suite with all food and beverages included, or buy your infield terrace ticket for only $139. Ticket prices include motor coach transportation. Get more details today online at ESPNCU.com.
The reviews are in and people love Rosati's Pizza. Thomas says the best downstate pizza, bar none. Ian says Rosati's has great pizza with a very friendly and helpful staff. And Leslie says she loves Rosati's. They use quality ingredients, which taste so much better than your typical fast food pizza chain. Go ahead, judge for yourself. Try Rosati's Pizza for lunch or dinner. Authentic Chicago pizza. Online at myrosatis.com/Urbana. At 701 South Gregory in Urbana. Or call 328-2334.
Yeah, so Joel had come to our house and sat down with us after looking at the space and had come up with some plans for things that we really wanted done in our landscaping. In our second meeting, he brought some computer imaging of what he envisioned the final project to look like. We, again, were sold with the idea and the concepts he came up with.
I want you to love your yard, your backyard patio, your built-in grill. Hey, just connect with me, and I'll be more than happy to come visit you and give you a free quote. I'm Joel Kusky. You can actually connect with me at Kusky.com. That's KUSKI.com.
I text Bill Self. I told you.
Yeah.
Just got a response.
Oh, you did.
I liked the guy. We went to see him. Christian had a golf tournament out there in Lawrence, and he, Janet, and I went and saw Coach Self and just had a nice – I just always liked him. And I never was angry he left. I was sad he left, but I wasn't angry he left. And that's a long time ago now. Anyway, I texted him because I feel he said the ESPN.com edit, picture him looking mega stressed.
Yes, it says Kansas regular season title streak ends at 14.
Yeah. And so he's responded. I don't think I'll read everything there, but he just said, thank you. We've been pretty good around here, but this has been a challenge. I mean, they've won 12 in a row.
Right.
I mean, 12 Big 12 titles in a row. But anyway, good man. I said, you know, you're going to be a Hall of Famer, so he's a good guy. Okay, let's check, as he told me once, you're a good guy. You're a good guy.
Like
here we
that.
Go. Sports headlines. You're a good guy.
Let's Oklahoma check. Beat number 13, Kansas, 81-68.
Day of Giving at Parkland, we're going to talk about. Or, I'm sorry, what did you say about?
Oklahoma ended up beating number 13, Kansas, 81-68, is why this story about the Jayhawks is trending right now. So thanks for reaching out. Pretty cool that he still knows who we are in Illini Nation. Speaking of Illini Nation, our ladies are in action in Indianapolis at the Bankers Life Fieldhouse at 3 as a number 14 seed taking on number 11 seed Purdue. Go Illini, beat those Lady Boilermakers. We have senior night tomorrow at 7 as our Illini face Indiana. Aaron Jordan, Drew Case, and Adonis De La Rosa will be honored. We've got Penn State and Rutgers in action tonight. Number 9 Michigan State over Nebraska yesterday. Minnesota beat number 11 Purdue in an upset. Pacers over the Bulls, 105-95. Bulls face the Philadelphia 76ers. NHL action tonight, St. Louis Blues and Anaheim Ducks.
Okay, quarter till. Stephanie Stewart used to be with the Unit 4?
Yes.
Champaign School, short memory here, but she was there for years and then moved to Parkland, is doing great work out there. But this is a really neat thing, Parkland, and I love Parkland.
Yeah, Day of Giving coming up.
Can't tell you how much I love Parkland College. I just think it is the best community college in the world. It is so good at what they do, and it's so affordable. And people sometimes go, well, I'm just going to Parkland. Parkland is awesome. You're going to save about $50,000 if you do 2 years at Parkland versus the 4 year. I mean, it's just, and it's smart. The classes are small. What am I doing? Doing a commercial here. Quarter till. We'll talk to Stephanie next.
Come one, come all, and join us for the 12th Annual Disability Resource Expo. This free event is open to the whole family and will be held on Saturday, March 30th from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Vineyard Church, 1500 North Lincoln Avenue, just off I-74 in Urbana. Over 100 exhibitors will be showcasing services and supports available for people with disabilities, including health care, employment, housing, recreation, education, transportation, and support networks. This family-friendly event has a children's activity room that is open all day. A variety of live entertainment will be provided, including a live service dog demonstration and old-time country music with John Copas. The expo will also provide an awareness activity that highlights current TV shows featuring people with disabilities. There will be door prizes awarded throughout the day and grand prize drawings at the end of the day. For more information, please call 367-5703 or log on to disabilityresourceexpo.org.
Always a pleasure. Stephanie Stewart, Vice President for, what is it?
Communications and External Affairs.
You're so good at that.
My little thingy, I can't see it on the screen here.
Oh, thank you.
No, because
it's a lot of work.
Okay. I'm closing out the line here. Anyway, real big shot over at Parkland is Stephanie Stewart. Tom Ramage made a nice hire there. Okay, Stephanie, this is a day of giving for Parkland. What does this mean, and how much are you guys going to raise?
Well, it's the day of giving. We're trying to raise $50,000 today, which is a big, big goal. But we think we can do it. For Parkland students and programs, so we want to raise money for scholarships and our athletics and our programs, so you can decide where do you want the money to go, and we'll put it right into the foundation and have that money ready for students.
Well, that's awesome. So how do you do it? How do you get $50,000 today?
Well, we're really talking with our donors. We have a campaign on social media, so you can find all of our stuff there. But it's really easy to give if you'd like to. So if you're old school, you want to write a check, where you're more than welcome to do that. You could just mail it over to the Parkland Foundation. You can give online at parkland.edu/givingday, or you can even do it through text. Text Parkland to 44321.
I love Parkland College. I am an advocate. I am an absolute fan. I think it's one of the best deals going. And I would encourage everybody, no matter what your status, to go to Parkland for 2 years, do the pathways with the U of I or something if you want, but you just save $50,000. I mean, I've been there, done that. I mean, it's a great value. It's unbelievable.
It is. It is. I think that so many people have had that experience, and it's sort of that best kept secret, especially if you do plan to go to a 4-year, just the savings is huge. But we see our graduates go to incredible places. Columbia University, they go on to do Major League Baseball. They go on to do just incredible things in our community and all across the nation and world. So it's a great place to start. And we're so glad that you share those kind words.
I do. And when Tom Ramage retires, man, I just might be the president there. I like it that much, okay? I mean, I am. You need any education for that, by the way, or can I get that online? Anyway, Stephanie, tell people again how they can give.
You can give online at parkland.edu/givingday or Parkland, text Parkland to 44321. It's super easy.
My husband was there yesterday with the car club meeting at the Automotive Center. That has been a terrific asset to our community. And not only that's awesome to teach our kids about cars and things like that, how they work and having a top-notch shop, but working with our high school students to get them prepared for college.
Yes, we work so closely with our area high schools, and we have a number of dual credit students come over for programs, career and technical programs, just like automotive. So the Park Hill family were generous donors to that automotive center, and it's truly, you know, it's not a dirty automotive shop. It is clean and high tech and a really great learning space for students. And so we just want to give them those hands-on experiences so they know those jobs are in demand and they pay well, and so we want to open up those pathways for them.
Hey, listen, appreciate your time. You take care and keep up your good work, Stephanie.
Thank you, Stevie. I'll talk to you soon.
All right, Stephanie Stewart.
You can text the word Parkland to 443-21 if you'd like to do that. Their goal of $50,000, again, parkland.edu/givingday.
All right, 851.
My neighbors always ask me, hey, Pete, how do you keep your yard so nice?
Pete makes it simple with a Scott Turf Builder feeding program. It's the best way to get a greener, stronger lawn, guaranteed. All it takes is 4 easy feedings, just once in early spring, late spring, summer, and fall, providing your lawn the nutrition and weed control it needs to stay lush and green.
So, now you know my secret.
This is a Scott's Yard. Pick up a Scott's Turf Builder program today.
Hello, it's Nikita with MX Electric. When we say no job is too small or too large, we mean it. Here are some examples of our past jobs. Fix a short and attic wiring, repaired yard post light, added doorbell cameras. Removed knob and tube, repaired bathroom heater fan, added 220 for a water heater, upgraded home panel, added garbage disposal switch, repaired electrical inspection report items, added a car charger outlet. Whew. So call me and I'll schedule any of your electrical projects.
Distinguished leaders is what schools in Champaign-Urbana produce. Hi, I'm Kelly Hill, the Executive Director with Champaign-Urbana Schools Foundation. Join us as we celebrate the accomplishments of 5 local public high school alumni Saturday, March 30th at the iHotel and Conference Center in Champaign. Awards will be presented to distinguished alumni from each high school, as well as the local hero and local business community impact honorees. Learn about the distinguished alumni honorees, buy tickets, and get more information at cuschoolsfoundation.org.
It's all about the best beef, the best pork, and of course,
sausages
at the U of I Meat Sales Room. If Coach Ditka lived in CU, I'm sure he'd buy his meat from the U of I Meat Sales Room. The beef is great, the pork is great, but
sausages
are delicious. Smoked sausage, Italian sausage, Polish sausage, and even brats. It's all fresh, locally produced, and locally grown. Visit the U of I Meat Sales Room near the corner of Lincoln and Florida in Urbana.
Sausages.
Hi, I'm Troy Lands from Lands Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing. Lands is your local Mitsubishi Electric Diamond dealer. Our technicians are experts at solving your comfort needs, one room or your whole house. Let us show you how a Mitsubishi Electric Union Cooling System can save you money now. Your comfort is our priority. Call Lands today at 1-800-AIR-REPAIR or find us online at landsinc.com. I'm Troy Lands, and you can count on my company because you can count on me.
I had Tyler Self on my basketball team when I was coaching Park District basketball.
Oh, great.
Back when he was a second grader.
Did he have some skills?
Yeah, he did. He was on Coach Self's team for Kansas. And when I saw him years ago, I said, you know, I know Tyler's on your team, but I'm pretty sure I was his favorite basketball coach ever. And he went, I'm sure that's right.
Okay, then. After all, you did provide great snacks when you were a coach.
Now, that was a secret. And, you know, darn it, I shouldn't probably reveal that, mm-hmm. but it's all about the snacks. All right. Listen, we'll talk tomorrow. Thank you, Diane.
All right. Enjoy the day.
The Jeremy Warner program is next. Stand by for real content. That'll be next on the Jeremy Warner Show. I am Stevie J. That's Diane Ducey. We'll kind of keep our eyes on the snow turning to full, warm, and rain by Saturday. Mm-hmm. Hey, listen, thanks for listening. Have a great Wednesday.